Well, now it's 2010, and you were just on this cruise on the research vessel Fulmar, and they put NOAA divers down, and they went to this dive spot. How was it to hear what their experiences were like in this place that you pretty much found and discovered and dove around yourself?
Well, to back up just a little bit, the Fulmar expedition, the Reef Crest expedition this year, I was concerned that these professional NOAA high-tech experienced, probably bored divers had seen it all. And they were going to come up and say, oh, it's just another dive site. We dove the day before on the 19-fathom pinnacle, and they just couldn't stop talking when they surfaced after that. And they were blown away, and they were excited. And that was extremely satisfying. First of all, it was still there, and it was still good. But real experienced people enjoyed it and were, you know, enthused. So the next day, on the second dive, or the second, yeah, the second dive, we got to the western pinnacle. The water conditions were not as good as we had hoped because they didn't have 100-foot visibility. They had 40-foot visibility. But we were able to get them right down on the top of the pinnacle, and they were able to, you know, both shoot video and stills on there. And everybody came up who were the two divers who actually dove there came up and did not discount all of the discussion we'd had about how nice it was. It was really, really incredible. The only thing that would have been better is a little more light down there and a little better visibility. But they saw the same pinnacle and they saw the same place. And yes, it's still there too, and we were happy.
Mm.
Did you see some of the pictures? Were there some pictures taken there, or is that where the lights went out?
I saw all the pictures, and to the best of my knowledge, I've got copies of some of them too.
Okay.
One's on my screensaver now. But the pictures, the technology for the video and the still photography has improved significantly since we used film. The setup's the same. You know, the general alignment of the lights are the same, but the quality of the imagery is extraordinarily improved. And it's instant, too. It's instant gratification. We can see the pictures as soon as the divers come to the surface. And everybody can talk about it while it's still fresh in their mind. And that was that was an experience we wish we had been able to have before. But when I was out there on the vessel, we revisited three sites, Cranes Point, the Western Pinnacle, and the 19-fathom point. And every site was a new experience and was different for the team. But the fact that they came up enthused and impressed, and you know, and these people who work in other marine sanctuaries, they know what cool is and they know what good is, and they rated this pretty high on the list, perhaps near the top. They were not expecting it. They were expecting much less.